Hi everyone, and welcome to the Product Marketing Insider podcast. I'm Lawrence Chapman, and I'm a copywriter here at PMA. Have you ever launched a new feature that went unused? Waited days or even weeks to get that user data you requested? You're not alone. That's why product marketers around the world are calling AppQueues their favorite new product marketing tool. AppQueues empowers product marketers to measure and improve product adoption without a developer. Brands like Amplitude, Privy, Fullstory, and Lyft use AppQueues to track feature usage and engage users with in-app onboarding tools, feature announcements, and surveys with no code required. Visit appqueues.com and start your free trial today. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Marie Lee, Vice President of Marketing at MoneyLion. Marie's a product marketer with over 20 years of experience in the industry and specializes in areas such as consumer product marketing, social impact technology, technology marketing, and go-to-market expertise. Thanks so much for joining me, Marie.
Hi, Lawrence. Happy to be here today.
Oh, no, thank you so much for joining us. So just to start off, could you please give the listeners a quick insight into your current role?
Sure. So I recently joined MoneyLion, as you mentioned, as the VP of Marketing. So in this function, I oversee various acquisition, engagement, and operations team. That also includes product marketing. That's part of my remit as well.
Okay, great. And congratulations on the new role as well. So what is it that made you want to become a product marketer in the first place?
It's interesting that you asked me that. I was reflecting on this before the podcast, and I would say that throughout my career, I've always been in roles that have been at the intersection of marketing and product development. And I see it as my mission and my passion to connect teams to build and launch products that, across diverse industries so that we can meet customer needs and then also solve their problems while also delivering positive social impact. So really early on in my career, I realized product marketing was my ikigai. So for those who don't know what ikigai is, it's basically the intersection of what you're passionate about, what you're good at, what the world needs, and ultimately, can you make a career out of it? And so I realized early on that it sort of hit all those points, and hence why I've built a career out of being a product marketer.
Awesome. And can you talk us through a little bit about your career path in the industry itself?
Mm-hmm. Sure. My career path, I started my role as a product marketer, at Brother Australia. And that was my first sort of introduction into product marketing, because as I mentioned before, it was at the intersection of product and marketing. But then throughout my career, I've sort of always been in those type of roles. I would say that in my previous roles, I've led consumer product marketing at Twitter and OpenTable and Brother. Also in my most recent roles at N26 and MoneyLion and Good Deeds, my scope expanded to oversee more of the marketing function, but always including marketing function, oversight over that. And for me, even with a bigger remit, I understand the value of product marketing and the value it brings to the organization. So I continue to advocate for it across the organizations that I work.
Okay, fantastic. And in terms of your direct team that you've got in place at the moment, what does that look like in terms of numbers and roles?
Sure. So right now I oversee a range of marketing functions, as I mentioned before, including product marketing. I'm in the process right now of building out the product marketing team, which currently consists of two PMMs. We do have an open role. So anyone who's listening to this and has an interest in or passion in fintech should definitely reach out to me.
Okay, great. And in terms of your teams outside of marketing, so such as sales, products, operations, etc., which departments would you say that you interact with most, and what can product marketers almost do to communicate with internal teams to greater effect?
Great. Good question, actually. I would say for me, product marketing teams have to work closely with all divisions across the organization. I see product marketers as the glue that brings teams together. To answer your question specifically, the teams that the product marketers interact with the most, I would say are product managers, product design, general managers, customer service, and of course all the creative and marketing functions in which we work with to build our go-to-markets. The best way I would sort of describe my perspective on the role of product marketing is I see product marketers as like diplomats, right? So they need to represent the voice of the customer and the consumer and marketers. They need to listen and negotiate and influence their peers. They need to find common ground, build the relationships and agreements, but all in a friendly and cooperative environment. And I think that that's important in terms of building those relationships, because if you can build the relationships and show value, you can really build a strong foundation of collaboration and team influence.
Okay. And I mean, obviously you've been in the industry for, you know, spanning 20 years now, and a lot of product marketers who maybe start in their career, you know, they'll probably look at the companies that you worked for and the longevity of that career, and they'll really aspire for that. And what would you say the top three skills are that have helped you get to where you are today?
Sure. Good question, actually. I would say there's three things. First thing is building relationships as the cornerstone of, connection and collaboration. Second, developing messaging arts that is consumer-centric, differentiated, and connects the brand with the product, but then also isn't by feature set, that it has to have that common thread throughout all the different product launches. And then the third thing is, a data-driven strategy and measurement approach.
Okay. And in terms of, areas that you've focused on during your product marketing career and, different companies, you've obviously planned and executed a series of, amazing product launches. And what would be your tips on how to execute, a great product launch? What is your quintessential piece of advice for anybody who may be doing the same?
Sure. I would say the biggest thing is try and get in early into the product launch process or in the development process. Why? It's important to understand from the beginning, the why of the development, like why are we building this product? And then if you're in there early, the teams are developing the product, you can start developing your messaging, iterating the messaging, and ensuring that by the time you get to launch, that your messaging, your plans, the way you're positioning it is all aligned with the rest of the development teams and the efforts of the other teams. It also gives everyone time to plan all their respective areas in time for an effective product launch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I imagine that communication just needs to be just at the core of everything, really, with any successful launch, right?
100%. I would say that great communication skills, and as I mentioned before, being a diplomat, is like the almost table stakes skill sets of a product marketer.
Okay. And, looking at another, valuable trait, leadership is also, it's often considered and has been identified on this podcast itself as being a valuable characteristic of any successful product marketer. You mentioned that you've, built, trained and inspired strong, cross-functional teams. Can you outline your specific leadership style for us, and what or who inspired you to lead in this particular manner?
Sure. I would say that my leadership style as a product marketer is somewhat similar to my leadership style as a leader, right? In general. And that's basically based on 4 points, right? The first is the team is everything. Now, you've got to collaborate within your teams. You've got to bring everyone together. As long as the team has a clear goal and they understand how they all contribute to the goal, I think that that's one of the key roles of a product marketer as well as a product manager. I also believe that as the leaders within a launch, you need to empower your respective stakeholder partners and team. Also, then within that construct, have a lot of collaboration. As the different teams come up with their respective plans, it's important to listen with an open mind, have a your own perspective, and be willing to have debates and challenges of each other's perspective in a healthy and constructive way. And then ultimately, it's important for a product marketer to have this attitude of test and learn, right? So even though you're building and launching and a product, your role does not end when the product launches. Your role continues because you're managing, the product through its entire life cycle. So building ongoing plans to test and learn your messages, your campaigns to drive engagement, I think that's important to have that sort of mentality as well.
Okay. And you know, as we mentioned in the introduction, again, you're in such a a long career that you've had, and you've built and accumulated great go-to-market skills as well. So what should in your mind product marketers always ask themselves when they're trying to create a watertight go-to-market strategy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for me, it's always been number one, who is the customer, right? So I think, you need to understand, what problems are you solving, because then it will help you with, building the plans around reaching that customer. Number two, it's really understanding the competitive advantage of your product and the differentiator and the strengths and weaknesses so that you can capitalize on your strengths and negate the weaknesses. And then thirdly, I think the last question would be, how am I going to measure success, right? And how is this product going to be evaluated? Because that's going to help you develop your plans on an ongoing basis.
Okay, fantastic. And I mean, when we conducted the State of Product Marketing report in 2020, we found that more people are, well, for one, staying in product marketing, they want to develop themselves, but also people are transitioning into product marketing. It's quite clear that the area is, massively in demand, careers in product marketing. But what would you like to see almost like change within the industry to make it even better than it is already?
Sure. I would say there's three things that I would love to see product marketing evolve, the function evolve to. Number one is an earlier involvement in the product life cycle, so including at the discovery stage. I've spoken to a lot of product marketers over my career, whether or not it's hiring for roles or, speaking to peers. And a lot of the times, product marketers engage when it's time to launch a product. I think that there's so much more value that a product marketer can bring at the strategy stage, at the discovery stage. That's number one. Number two, I would like to see more product marketers, hired earlier in the life of a company. So often, I've seen, at least in my tenure, like when a company starts, especially at a startup, it's normally a growth marketer, and then you have some other marketing functions, and the product marketer doesn't come in until much later. I would like to see, a product marketer, be one of the first hires. Because I think that, the messaging, the positioning is just as important as you're scaling a company to ensure that, people understand what that product is. And then I think that the third thing would be better definition of the role, right? Because, as the product marketing function becomes more prominent, there's overlaps with, functions such as lifecycle, growth marketing. And I think that there's opportunities here to better, define the role of product marketing and the distinction between all the other functions and the value that product marketing brings.
Yeah, absolutely. It was another thing that came out of the report. That it was quite scary, to be honest, the amount of different definitions that were provided. We literally received, if I say, well, they were certainly in the hundreds. So certainly an area for improvement there. And you mentioned that almost like getting or hiring product marketing earlier in the process. So how can product marketers almost like communicate their value, do you think, to key stakeholders? How can how can that be improved?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I've always had to educate, which is what it comes down to, is education. I think number one, it's defining your roles and responsibilities, and making sure that there's alignment across the organization around that scope. Number two, it's ongoing education, right? So you might do one lot of education to, your teams, but you're going to be interacting with a range of stakeholders who may or may not have had experience with product marketers, and their experience may, as you mentioned earlier, Lawrence, just could vary, right? And so it's really around constant reminding. And then once you've educated people, it's like delivering, right? And bringing the results, the value to the table. Because once you do that, your remit and your scope will expand, because then your peers, your stakeholders will start pulling you in into different aspects and much earlier on in the process.
Okay, and then last but by no means least, I mean, it's been great a great discussion. I've really enjoyed welcoming you as a guest. And so to round up, If there are any new or aspiring product marketers listening to the podcast, what would your advice to them be to help them like get the most out of their product marketing journey?
Yeah, that's actually a good question as well. So I would say there's three things. Number one, it's as we just talked about, you know, defining and educating product marketers and product managers and stakeholders about the role of product marketing is key, because not everyone understands or knows how to work with a product marketer. Two, you know, keep building the relationships and show value at each stage, because this will allow you to expand your scope. Relationships, I cannot stress this enough, relationships are key. It gets you into the conversations, it gets you into the seat at the table, it gets you, you know, into those places that will allow you to show your value. And then the third thing is, and this is something that not all product marketers will feel comfortable with, but it's important that they do, is don't be afraid to challenge your partners. But when you do, always ensure it's backed by data or a strong rationale. And I think that if you can do that, you will gain respect from your partners, because they will understand that the value you bring is from a perspective that will, you know, push the product or the launch to that, with a different perspective.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I've really enjoyed, welcoming you to the show, and all the very best for your new role.
Thank you, Lawrence. I've really enjoyed speaking here, and hopefully we'll be able to answer some of the other questions that your listeners have on future podcasts.
Oh, thank you so much. Take it easy. Thank you.
Thank you.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.